welcome to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gex. And like I said, you're listening to the new show right here on Active FM. I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to politics and beyond. Now, this week we're going to be speaking about something quite interesting. We're speaking about the fact that Microsoft is looking into buying TikTok. But President Donald Trump will only allow this purchase if TikTok completely separates from China. So it's going to be quite an interesting show. And I don't really know too much about Microsoft and TikTok. I mean, I know that TikTok is, from what the research that I've done, and if you've heard the political show and stuff like that, I know that TikTok is really, really not safe in terms of your personal information and the fact that the Chinese are actually using it as a propaganda tool and stuff. So now, if America wants to buy into this, what are the consequences? So that's what we're going to be speaking about in the show. But I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gex right here on the new show on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
The wait is over. Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive. Welcome. This is your favorite station. Stay tuned. Turn up the volume.
Active FM.
This week, we're going to be speaking about the fact that President Donald Trump has agreed to give China's ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale of TikTok to Microsoft. Now, Microsoft Corporation said that it would continue discussions to acquire the popular short video app from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. The president had threatened to ban TikTok, but is now said to be willing to allow its sale if the app completely separates from China. Now, like I said, I don't really know much about what's happening with this, so I got somebody who knows about it. And he is my little brother, just to let you guys know. But you want to introduce yourself?
It's the one, the only, the name we can trust. Put it in water, guess what?
It won't rust.
DJ Stone.
Yeah. So now he's more of a tech, you know, tech person. I don't know what you call them. Tech guru.
I'm joking.
Tech guru than I am. And he's actually the one who told me about this situation. I was like, oh, this would be such an interesting show for my latest recording and stuff. So do you want to explain to us what exactly is happening?
Okay. For us to understand what's happening, we need to understand, like, why TikTok is in this position.
Yeah.
TikTok's owner is like your basic Silicon Valley type owner. So your Steve Jobs, your Mark Zuckerbergs and stuff. You know, he's somebody who had a vision of an application and brought it to life.
Yeah.
But unlike the rest, he did it inside a government that does not allow that type of innovation to happen, you know.
Yeah.
So building a business in China isn't like building a business everywhere else in the world. The Chinese especially if it's a media or social media based business, the Chinese government has to have a piece of it, you know. They have to have a say on what goes in and what doesn't go in.
Yeah.
So now with companies like TikTok, like ByteDance, what they then do is that they create two versions of the application.
Yeah.
Right? And then they'll make one for China. So the Chinese version of TikTok is called Douyin.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the rest of the world, they have TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So for some time now, what has been told to the rest of the world is that TikTok has, the Chinese government has no say in TikTok. The Chinese government has no say. They have say in Douyin.
Yeah.
They have no say in TikTok. They have say in Douyin. Then what started happening was that the Hong Kong protests started happening. And people on TikTok were videotaping it, but yet it wasn't making it on people's pages. You know, the algorithm was jumping it.
Yeah.
Then an incident came to light of another app that ByteDance made in another market around the world that the Chinese told them to take down because it had harmful content towards the Chinese government.
Yeah.
But then it's an international application. Therefore, based off what you were saying, the Chinese government isn't supposed to have any say in what happens there.
Yeah.
But again, it all comes down to who owns the bank, who owns your chip, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, China does actually have a say in TikTok. So
yeah.
ByteDance did some good PR over there and said, no, they don't. They're going to work on the algorithm. They're going to see what's going on, so forth. Then the worst thing happened, you know, Apple came along. So now Apple are working on their new operating system for their phones and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they're buffing up their security measures. So basically what happens in the new iOS is that when you go into an application, it tells you what's happening with your data. Mm-hmm. So if your picture is being sent to a Google server, it will alert you that your picture is being sent to a Google server.
Okay.
So what happened was when people got this and they opened TikTok, a lot of messages were coming out. You know, it was copying stuff from your Instagram. It was copying stuff from your Twitter. You know, when you copy something and you copy text, it was taking that and sending it that information. And all of this put together now puts TikTok in a bad place because, you know, you'd be like, at the end of the day, where is all of this information
going?
Because you're showing us where your videos are going. That's cool. But you're not showing us where this information...
Something that I'm not using for TikTok. Like, what does my Instagram have to do with TikTok? What does what I copied on the internet have to do with TikTok? Now, speaking about that, obviously, China brought in this new security law thing with Beijing and things like that. And I personally feel like if that's what TikTok is doing, that would now bring more harm in terms of the new security law. I mean, if I'm here in South Africa and I send you a message saying that, oh, I'm speaking right now saying that I don't trust the Chinese government, and I've got TikTok, and if TikTok is copying that information, and I go to Beijing, I get arrested for something that I said in this place that I'm recording because they feel that I was a threat to the Chinese government. And that is what is happening with TikTok. Now, what does TikTok have to do with Microsoft?
Okay, so now what Trump originally wanted to do was ban TikTok clean out. No TikTok, you know. Even in the government, you're not allowed to have TikTok installed on your phone, on your government issued phones. You have to buy a separate phone if you want to use it for campaigning. So what came out was that there's a lot of Americans who use TikTok, you know, for revenue and stuff. They get revenue. They made a livelihood out of TikTok. So then what he then said was, look, okay, he's going to take that into consideration. So what he's going to then do is that he's going to let TikTok sell off their American operations to an American-owned company, or not even American-owned, a company that is not listed as a problem in America.
Yeah.
You know, so Microsoft then stepped up and said, look, we are willing to buy it. They're willing to buy it. But then there's now backlash in China saying that ByteDance mustn't sell. So now Trump is giving them until, I think it's the 15th of September to then come to a deal. If it's not met, if nothing is met, then they're going to outright ban it from the US.
Yeah. So now something interesting came out of Instagram, and that is called the Reels. Now, Reels are very similar to TikTok. Do you know anything about that? What does that have to do with the whole thing? Is this America's way of actually getting used to not having TikTok and still having fun? Or
So, you know, personally, I think that the whole thing of Reels was planned before. You know, it was something that was in the pipeline of Facebook. It was in the pipeline of, like, with what they wanted to do with Instagram, looking at how big it was with TikTok. And with all the distrust that was building up with TikTok, Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook team started seeing the opportunity, you know, to bring this thing out. And now with the whole deadline coming up and everything, you know, this is the best time to release that application, you know. Like the fact that it doesn't have its own physical app, a lot of people say, no, that's a cool feature. But, you know, as a person who develops software and stuff, I see it as them needing to take this thing out now before they lose the market. Because, you know, even if Microsoft does succeed in buying TikTok, you know, it's no more because of the whole security things that came to light. A lot of people don't trust TikTok anymore.
Yeah.
And even if Microsoft buys it, it's now also needing to buy the trust back. And if you look at the record of all the inquiries Microsoft has made in the past, none of them have been successful, from their phones to Skype and now taking TikTok. So now if Instagram can do Reels properly now, they're looking at now taking over another piece of social media, you know, like they did with Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook. You know, they're now looking to take in another network of and this whole social media game.
Can I, in a statement, Microsoft said, this is what they said in a statement, following a conversation between Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and President Donald Trump, Microsoft is prepared to continue discussions to explore a purchase of TikTok in the United States. It adds, the two companies have provided notice of their intent to explore a preliminary proposal that would involve a purchase of the TikTok service in the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and would result in Microsoft owning and operating TikTok in these markets. Among other measures, Microsoft would ensure that all private data of TikTok's American users is transferred to and remains in the United States. Microsoft appreciates the U.S. government and President Trump's personal involvement as it continues to develop strong security protections for their country. Do you believe that? Now, looking at, if you listen to the political show and stuff, looking at the fact that there is no real, you can't really trust social media platforms and stuff like that. Do you believe that this is for security and protection for the country? Or do you think this is just another, you know, let's just look at the top, not really go deep into the situation?
Look, so first and foremost, compared to having your information in China, it's way, way more
true.
Secure.
Yeah, that is so true.
I'd take Microsoft over China any day. And look, I tell people, in our day and age, there's a new resource that has come out that is becoming even more valuable than money. And that is data. A person's data. And the fact that it's going from one corporation to another corporation, right? The only difference between this is the fact that one is Chinese, the other one isn't. But if it was a Facebook to a Google, you know, I'd say it's the same fish.
Yeah.
It's the same fish at the end of the day, you know. Yes, it's all good and well that they're worried about people's security and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's what will they do with your data?
Yeah.
You know, you are giving them your personal data. And I took a look at what the Chinese version of TikTok does and the things that they're actually holding back from here. If another company that is actually allowed to use that on the application, it will be very, very interesting. Like they have advanced AI, advanced facial recognition, you know, they from a video. So how their one works, instead of just the hashtags and stuff, you can click on the person's face and it will find you all the videos that they've done. Now, that type of data in the hands of a person who's actually allowed to use it, you know, yes, there are regulations and stuff, and you're looking at the antitrust thing that's happening right now, but they're getting away with a lot of other data infringements. So now you're giving them this technology, even if they go to court, by the time they go to court for it, how much data do they have of you? You know, how much information do they have of you? Because that's the stuff they're also buying. They're not just buying TikTok. To everybody else, you're just seeing them buy TikTok. But they get to buy everything, the entire operations, everything. If they add that to TikTok, ByteDance can't sue them for the fact that they're using their technologies because you've sold it to them as well. You've given them the rights to use it. So it's a tricky piece of business at the end of the day.
Yeah, so that is what is happening with TikTok. And there is now, if it's not bought out, or if it is bought out, are there consequences that we're going to face? What are the consequences of this whole thing? The good consequences and the bad consequences of this whole thing.
So on the good side, our data will be a bit more secure.
Yeah.
You know, with it not being in the hands of the Chinese government and stuff. On the bad side, if not checked, you know, it all comes down again to regulations. You know? If these companies aren't checked, what can be done with our data is detrimental. You know, like I said, it's if you look at these companies and how much they're willing to spend to get your data,
yeah.
to get applications that can collect data and legally collect data, because, you know, currently Microsoft can't just take your data. You know, they can't just take your data. They can't just see what you're watching on YouTube. They can't just see what you're doing on Instagram.
Yeah.
But if they have their own social media platform and they start seeing what your preferences are on there, they can start building applications and stuff that suit you.
Yeah.
Right. And it sounds good, like, oh no, it's my personal thing. But then now, who are they selling that data to?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it with Facebook.
Yeah.
We've seen what they've done with our data. We see it a lot with Google.
Mm-hmm.
We see what they're doing with our data, right? And that's what they're allowing us to see. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the transparent level, so that we can't say that we don't know what's happening with our data.
Mm-hmm.
So on the bad side, if not checked, I think an application like TikTok can really get a lot of people's data into the wrong hands, into a lot of advertisers' hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is it. Now, I want to know what your thoughts are. So go on to Instagram at ActiveFM777 and let us know what your thoughts are. So just DM us or post a story or whatever and tag us into your story and let us know. What is your thoughts? Do you think that America should buy TikTok? Do you think that they should just leave it and just ban it completely from America and other countries should do the same? What are your thoughts? I really want to know. Yeah, I honestly think that they should just ban TikTok. There's no point. I mean, they've got Reels now, so you don't really need TikTok and stuff. So remember, you can catch us on our different platforms. We on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We on Facebook /ActiveFM. And we on Twitter at ActiveFM. And yes, we also on Parler. We're at ActiveFM on Parler. So tell us what you think. Tell us your thoughts. You can also download our shows on www.activefm.co.za. You can download our shows on Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts and we're on Apple Podcasts. Get downloading, tell your whole world about it and share the shows out and let everyone know that the new show is on Active FM and Active FM is where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but now you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we've got
the one, the only DJ
Stone. Until next week.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.